This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I've shared with the decision-making working group, I have people in my room asking, why are we still in the NCAA? There's inherent value, but how does the association continue to adapt? I think we would like to see more authority and autonomy granted.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Barry doing the screening out front. He's made a living at that for a long time. Dreisaitl, Bouchard passed up the bomb. McDavid down low, Nugent-Hopkins. And in front, they score! And it's Corey Perry!
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Looking, inbound for the left baseline. Bounce it into Toppin. Step back for three, left side. Boom! Wow! Toppin, who just came in for the fouled out Miles Turner, may just put it away.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080, The Fan.
It's 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan. Good morning. Yes, Harry the Camel. It is a beautiful, it is a happy, it is a bright, it is a warm and muggy-ish Wednesday morning hump day.
What is happening?
I was very thrown off today.
Weather-wise?
Yeah, just walking out in what felt like 65.
It's like, whoa, and it's like warm out. There's no dew on the grass this
10 a.m. It looked like 10 a.m. when I came out of the house.
We're at a normal time slot now. It's not in the middle of the night when we're coming to work anymore. Look at us. We're normal people again.
I still ended up going to bed too late because of hoops last night, but I would say waking up tired, getting out of the house and seeing that just does make you naturally go, all right. 8 a.m.
It gives you a little bit of a shot of adrenaline, does it not?
It does.
The hard part now, the reverse this time of year, because you guys know me, I'm a very early to bed guy. I'm very, I have to be regimented with my schedule. I can't just kind of shoot from the hip and see where I go. Mm. I'm weird that way. I got to have a little structure in my life. So I like to have my benchmarks of when I'm in bed and when I go to sleep and all that. The hard part is this time of year, it's great when you wake up because the sun's out. It's horrible because when I go to bed, the sun's still out.
That's why I went to bed late. It's like, yeah, it like was 9:30 and I'm laying like, in bed, oh, it's still
like, out. Yeah, it's still kids playing out in the street. They're still running around shooting hoops right now, and I'm just trying to go to bed over here. Don't mind me.
You don't just kind of call it till it gets dark?
I can't do it. Well, I mean, I tried to. I probably didn't end up falling asleep till it got dark, but I was attempting to fall asleep when it was light still out. And it's a little, it's awkward. It's uncomfortable and it's not easy to do. I need to get some better blackout curtains and darken that room up.
I don't know. I totally hear what you're saying. It's important for us to get sleep.
I don't want
to
die at 47, you know?
You're going to anyway.
Give me another 10 years. Can I make it 10 more years? Can I get an extra 45 minutes of sleep every night? That'd be delightful.
Would you be 47 in 10 years? What's our age?
Yeah, almost, no. Yeah. I'm 36, so in 11 years.
So if I gave you 10 more years, you would still die before 47?
Yeah, come on. Give me another 10 after that. I need more sleep, all right? Can't function on 4 hours a night. Some people can. I'm just not one of those people.
I can have moments of it.
Yeah, I can do it for a day or two here or there.
Yeah.
But if you give me a week straight where I'm sleeping less than 6 hours a night, I'm dead.
Well, functioning is different from actually being able to do it, right?
Like, yes.
When we say functioning, I would imagine we're both saying you're here, you're present.
I'm aware of what's going on around me. I can think quickly on my feet. Yeah.
And Riggins.
What's up, Riggins?
Riggins goes 4 hours, thinks he's good. And
he does. He's just fine.
After the show, he's just not here with us.
I can't do it. My father-in-law's this way. Like, his entire adult life has not had to sleep basically more than 4 hours a night, and he's fine. And he's able to function that way. And I can't. It's crazy to me to see somebody be able to pull it off.
Somebody just
because Swag will come in. Swag can get away with it for a lot, but then once every however many days, you get the
it adds up.
Hey. Pilot's hoop season kills me. I'm not the one that's traveling.
You look over at like 6:30, you're like, he's just dazing into the computer. Like, is he there? Are you away? Hello? Yep. What's going on?
Can you get this?
What time is it? You know, it's just, we all run out of gas at some point. You got to recharge, just like you guys are electric car bros. You got to recharge your battery. Yep.
There was a term I just read about the people that can operate on 5 hours or less of sleep. They just did studies on this, and there is like a rarity to some people just never needing more than five.
I think it depends on the kind of sleeper that you are. Like if you're somebody that can fall asleep right away and then you don't wake up a ton, like you're not a tosser or
turner. Once I get to sleep, I have a hard time going to sleep. But sure. Once I get to sleep, I'm not waking up.
You're out like a light for the rest of the night. See, I'm not that way. So I have a very up and down sleep cycle throughout the course of the night. And that's why I think that it wears on me. Like if I only get 5 hours, it's not even a full 5 hours. Yeah. I'm up at one. I'm taking a piss. I'm rolling over. It's too hot. Can't get comfortable. Like that's my sleep schedule. And so then it's like your 5 hours is essentially 3.5 hours because I'm not sleeping the entire time.
As cool as the other side of the pillow.
The other side of the pillow is always cool, man. It's always delightful.
I'll never forget the first time I heard that phrase. I remember just, and I think I might have been, I don't know, 9 or 10. I was young, and I remember hearing it. And I was like, somebody else knows about the other side of the pillow. I thought I was so unique.
This is widespread knowledge. I thought I was the only one that figured this out.
I want to ask you a question that I don't want to come off as offensive, but
you're going to give me a preemptive apology before the question gets asked?
Well, I want this to be a safe space, but a question that I'm very curious about.
Yeah, what do you got?
So I went to our local Costco. Okay. Parking lot's a disaster, as always.
Of course it is.
Yeah, we've talked about that before.
We've talked about Costco parking. We've been over that.
The car in front of me, we get bold. We go to the front row.
Yeah, you try and find.
Let's just see.
See what's available.
So we're both going. We're both in the row.
You in a car in front of you?
Yeah. Okay. I just barely turn into the row.
Okay.
They turn in. They got lucky. It is the number one spot.
Numero uno.
Like, once you get past the handicap, right across from the door.
That's a good spot.
That's the spot.
That's good. That's one of those you, like, contemplate. I'm just not going to leave Costco for a while. Like, I might just stay here for a week.
Or take a photo.
Look what I did.
But I was like, ah, damn, I just missed it. It was the car in front of me, and then I didn't get it. So I drive down. Now I am out of the row. And then across the, I don't know, the back and forth, and then I'm in the secondary parking lot.
Mm.
But I got one right next to the curb, so I'm like, whatever, the walk's a little longer, I'll be all right.
It's a beautiful day. Why not walk an extra 100
yards? It's not pouring down rain.
I'll be all right.
Well, so I start walking towards Costco, and I'm going naturally towards the row that I just came out of and didn't get to park in, right? Because I'm going to the front.
Yeah.
And as I walk, I approach the car. The person gets out of the car about the time I had walked up. So they took a second to gather their stuff.
Yeah, getting everything figured out. Yeah.
They get out. I hear the car door shut. And I turn and I just went, oh, that bastard. That guy got my spot. And you know what I noticed? I noticed in his rearview mirror, a handicap parking pass.
Oh.
Which was right next to where he was parked.
He did not park in a handicapped spot.
Wide open.
Huh.
And I just, I didn't say anything, but I just assume if you got that pass,
you're using it.
You're abusing it.
I would abuse the hell out of it.
You're abusing it.
Yeah, I would abuse the hell out of a handicapped parking spot.
Look, some people have to have it, right?
Sure.
I've also seen and had family that have gotten it, and I'm like, why did you get this? Like,
my doctor gave it to me.
And I'm like, how long do you have it for?
I got it till August, Brandon. Yeah, they last forever, dude. When you get one, they last, for the most part, they last for a long time.
Well, here's the kicker. When you get them even temporarily, I hate to say this. This is maybe not great to say over the air. I'll just say I have a couple. I had a couple Uncle Jimmys that know how to
rewrite that system.
Date. Yeah. Rewrite that date. Hey, that July is looking a lot like September now, isn't
it? Seven turned into a nine.
And I'd be like, oh God, Uncle Jimmy, what are we doing here?
It's like when you see the those videos that they do where kids change the grades on the paper, it's an F and it turns into an A+, and you can kind of you get creative with those. You can stretch it a little bit.
January suddenly went till November. I wonder how that one happened.
Man, just added another one. Nobody's ever gonna realize that. That's the easiest one to do.
But I had a moment. I had my parking opportunity of a lifetime.
And somebody with a handicap sticker took your spot.
Well, I'm just confused. Does this happen regularly? I don't know if I've ever been aware or seen somebody with the ability to park in the handicap parking space.
Yeah.
Now,
take a regular parking space.
How were they moving when they got out?
How old was this person?
Yeah, I got follow-up questions here.
Ballpark.
Ballpark it for us.
Mid-60s, early 70s, like could tell kind of older, but not like...
Not super old, but yeah.
Because the only thing that came to mind was if that person thought they had parked in the handicap spot.
Ah.
Like there was confusion.
Oh, no.
They saw the sign and pulled and...
Not possible. Just that. Well, these are the handicap spots. I won't take the first one. I'll be polite and take the last
something
handicap
like
spot.
What are they, blind?
Right
there? Just because they got... Some people just got a little giddy up. You know what I mean?
Understand.
Like they can still see the sign.
How are they moving when they got out of the car?
You know, slight limp.
Slight limp?
Not
okay.
Like, egregious, but you know, I could understand why they got a pass.
So it makes sense that they have a handicap sticker.
Well, but here's the other thing. Did they change the color of these things? I always thought they were blue.
What color was this one?
Red?
Ah.
Well, I didn't know if that was a different...
Is there like a different designation for red or for blue?
Like, hey, you can park next to our handicap space, but you can't park in it.
You're allowed to have the first space
the first space next to it.
I'm going to look up why are handicap placards red.
Yeah.
Typically issued to individuals with temporary disabilities, such as a broken leg or recovering from surgery. So those are the...
So that was the temp.
So it was a temp. They had a temp one.
Ah.
And maybe it was a person who thought to themselves, hey, I'm moving a little bit better now. Maybe the temp has already run out. I can walk a little bit.
Yeah, they didn't look that, but
so
maybe
it
was a wife.
Maybe somebody's
know.
Coming in like an actual wheelchair or somebody who legitimately might need the handicap parking spot more than me. So I'm going to go ahead and not take that spot. I'm right next to it. But I'm not going to use up a space in case somebody more needy comes along after me.
My father-in-law got knee replacement surgery not long ago. And during his recovery, they gave him one of these.
Yeah.
And let's just say that when we had it, we did not park in the handicap parking
Every
space.
Single time you get the chance to do it, you take advantage of it.
So why would you go, well, I'm almost healed and this is going to expire. I'm not going to use it.
Look, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I would have snagged that handicap parking spot. I think it's fair to question why that was not done in that instance. But yeah, I'm the same way. You give me that power, and this is maybe a bad sign of my personality. You give me that power, I'm going to abuse the hell out of it.
I don't think it's abusing if you have it.
Well,
if they're giving it to you for a designated amount of time, whether you say you need it at the end or not, you have it for the designated time.
You do. I'm still mobile. I can move.
I mean,
there's different levels of handicap.
There's 12 of those spots.
There are different levels of handicap.
It's not an episode of Seinfeld here.
Look,
we have a wheelchair debate.
I'm not pulling in without one. I'm not going to park in one without a sign, but there are different levels to this. There are the most needy of the handicap sticker.
I know there's the most needy.
And then there's the people who get one for something that happened, but it lasts 5 years, and that thing that you had, the reason you got it, it ended 2 years ago, and now you've been 3 years free of any of your issues, but you're still parking at a handicap spot.
Well, but okay. Okay,
that's abusing the system. And it's okay to admit it, but we've got to call it a spade here.
But couldn't you say then by that metric, You don't use the closest handicap spot. You use the furthest one. So you're still using one.
You're morally parking in the last one available.
What is there? Usually three in a row, right? If
there's always a handful of them.
Like three of them?
Yeah.
Take the third one. That's what I would do. And then I don't say anything. I'm not a very confrontational person. I just kind of looked to the side. And I chuckled. And I went, of course, he'd take my spot that he didn't need because he had his own spot.
Look at you. Walk 100 yards. You'll be fine. Go to the back. Go to the back of Costco.
I'm active enough. That extra walk doesn't do anything.
That's my workout of the day right there. I'm going to get my steps in on the way to the front door of Costco. Now, here's the question that a P1 is asking.
Okay.
Big question to Brandon. Handicap parking spot, Brandon. If you have a handicap sign in your car, because of a family member that you drive around occasionally that is eligible for it, do you use it when they're not in there?
Brother. See, this it's a designated sticker for the car.
I appreciate the level of honesty. This is abusing the system.
It's not abusing.
Yeah, that is abusing. You don't need a handicap sticker. No. There's nothing handicap about you. You are very handicapable. You don't need that spot.
Swag, would you use a sticker?
I appreciate the honesty, though. I think that's a good poll question to start out the show today.
Oh,
not everybody would be
phrase this?
Some people would lie and say, I would never do it. And then you'd catch him like, oh, yeah, look at that. You're walking right outside the front door, huh? Seem to be moving just fine.
Okay, so give me the question. How do I ask it? If I had a handicap
if somebody somebody in your family needed a handicap parking pass, and you occasionally drive them around, but you're driving the car without them in it, do you still use the handicap sticker? Do you still park in a handicap spot?
Riggins?
No.
What?
No.
I don't think I would either.
Have you?
I don't think I could.
No.
I think the fear of getting out of my car and somebody like eyeballing me, a la Larry David in the handicap stall in the bathroom. Like, dude, what are you doing?
Used to use that stall at school all the time.
I mean, that's...
I have you tiptoeing like Tom and Jerry sneaking up.
Nobody see me. I'm just going to run in as fast as I can. But then you can't run because everybody's going to see you running.
So do you fake the limp?
If somebody's there, you got to do something.
No.
I got a buddy who does that every time he boards a plane. He brings an ankle wrap with him every single time he flies. Because he hates waiting to be the last one on the plane. He's one of those people.
Why?
And he fake wraps his ankle every time he gets on an airplane.
So he can get injury designation? So
like anybody with an injury is like one of the first people on the plane.
What's wrong
time.
With these people?
Get my overhead bin. I know. People parking in handicapped spots that don't need them. Wrapping ankles. What are we doing?
I'm just saying, have you ever seen a full row of handicapped parking? I feel like you see one at a time.
They're usually not all full. They're usually, right. I will grant you that take. They are usually available to park in.
You got
to
do the math. What's the math say?
What are the odds here? One
of these 12 spots I'm using, there's 11 other spots.
It's very unlikely that 11 other people show up and need to park at the same time.
And I hate to get personal here, but if they're going to take my spot, why can't I use their spot? Give me the sticker. I'll use it. That's all I kept thinking about. Give me that sticker. I'll show you how to use this.
Hey, can I borrow that for a second?
Damn it.
Well, I'm in Costco.
All right. Well, I'd never seen that before. I'd never experienced that. I was like, okay, this is
That's
weird.
An interesting one. That's a conundrum.
That was a new one.
If you have one and there is a little, it sounds like the person still needed it a little bit, that they just chose not to take it.
Walked like they were just old, not even hurt.
Maybe there's a hip replacement surgery. Could have been one of those. Maybe a knee, kind of get back on your feet a little bit. You got it for a few months. One of those.
Well, Wednesday's off to a roaring start. We have a lot to get to today. We have two guests.
Somebody said my aunt did this with my grandma's pass after she passed away. It still had 2 years left. All of us in the family just shook our head like, what are you going to do?
I mean, come on. What does it matter?
2 years is aggressive, man.
I mean.
And you're just fully able. You're not no issues whatsoever.
She's earned it. She's lived that long.
Like, I think there's a cutoff of the places I'd be willing to use it at. Some, like, your run-of-the-mill grocery store, like, come on. You could go park in a normal spot. There would be some places that would be very enticing to use.
Like an arena?
Like an arena.
Imagine an arena.
Like you're going to a game or you're going to a concert.
Dude, I'm using that thing.
You got that front row parking situation. That's hard to turn down. I'll grant you that.
I'm kissing my finger. Thanks, Grandpa. And getting out of that car happily.
Thanks, Graham.
2 years left, buddy.
Appreciate that, man.
We have two guests today. We'll tee it up. We got a lot to get to. Statter Story at 8:15. Dirt and Sprague. Let's get it going on a Wednesday edition of Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Well, Bill Conley will join us at 7:30 for the Daily Ticker. His SP Plus of 2025 came out. So talk some football, foosball with him. And then at 8:30, the gorgeous, the handsome, the bearded one himself, Joe Freeman, will hop on and give us a preview of some Oregon State regional stuff. And he covered Oregon State, but he saw Oregon play, so he can give us his thoughts on how good Oregon is looking right now and his thoughts on them going to their Super Regional.
He saw Oregon win 4 games this year.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's got some experience.
Get his thoughts on the regionals this weekend.
I got a lot of football in my notes today.
I do, too.
We need to talk about somebody being laughed at on the internet last night.
Yeah, I mean, this is a really bad look.
I did not
this
see...
This is one of the worst... Like, this might be the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to him.
Dude,
and that's including 34-0.
I was going to throw that at you, and I didn't know how you were going to respond to this. No. Swag has no idea what we're talking about.
If this was another coach at a school that I didn't like,
USC.
I would be laughing at them so hard. So uncontrollably hard.
There's more to this. I want to just unpack it all with you, and we'll get to that. But let's start. Tyrese Halliburton.
Triple-double last night. Messed around and had a triple-double.
Yeah, he did. He almost had a triple-double at halftime. He had 29-9 at half.
Yeah.
Indiana pulled away here, and we can get to the pull-away in New York and all that. So he finishes with 32, 15, and 14 last night. Okay?
12.
Thank you. Yeah, 32, 12. 15, and 12. Zero turnovers. We've Zero never seen that in league history.
Never happened before. Without it's it, without never happened. A single turnover. That's pretty wild to do that and have that level of performance without one turnover.
In 37 and a half minutes.
That's nuts. He only has, I think, like five turnovers in the entire series. So when it's in a conference final situation where we're watching New York's turn the ball over a ton, and God, Minnesota just turns it over 30 times a game, it feels like.
Well, also, Oklahoma City does that to you.
And they do, because of the way they play defense. Yeah. There's no doubt. But that's not the only reason, but that's a huge reason why Indiana has a stranglehold. They're very cautious and careful with the basketball, and he's a big reason because of it.
It's not fun to say out loud because people love to give the hot takes about basketball. But much like you ever gone to a farm and seen one goat? No, because there's usually a patch, a herd of them, whatever you call them. There's usually a bunch of goats.
Yeah.
Kids, is that what they call them? I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
I kind of feel this way about top 10. You talk about top 10 players. Oh, yeah. Who are the top 10 players in the NBA? I will spoil this for you right now. There isn't a list.
There's not a definitive top 10?
It's the quarterback equivalent.
Yeah.
It is a year-by-year list. That, yeah, there's a lot of the same players in it every year, but overall, 1 through 10 is not concrete year in, year out. Tyrese Halliburton would have been in nobody's top 10, I would guess.
No. Going into the year, hell no.
I mean, he's the leader of that team.
Looking pretty good right now.
They are a game away from the NBA Finals, and he just had one of the greatest playoff performances we've ever seen in our lives. And so I know it's not aesthetically pretty. I know he's kind of a weird dude. His dad shouldn't have been let back in that building.
Yeah, they eased up on that one pretty quickly.
Like a pardoned Jan Sixer up there. As if he didn't get himself banned doing something stupid.
He didn't run into the face of an NBA star and talk trash to him.
Like waving that flag.
Let him back in! Okay.
You know, ironically, calling him a Jan Sixer, he was waving a flag in Giannis' face.
Literally in his face, he was. That happened.
But the top 10 thing is, it's got to be flexible. And so, like, I don't know if he'd still make people's top 10, but how do you look at the season and you look at what's happening and say, yeah, that dude's in it? I think it is, there's players that go in, there's players that go out. The All-NBA stuff, it's never the same, first and second team, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if those things are never the same, I just think what Halliburton's doing is, man, I didn't see this coming. I didn't see this coming at all.
No.
Being up 3-1.
They're a game away from the NBA Finals, man. Well, the Indiana Pacers are a game away from the NBA Finals.
I'm still going to say something very stupid. I might gamble the Knicks to push it to 7 still.
Huh?
I don't know what that is. I don't know why I'm doing it. Indiana has played...
I hope it happens, but...
better than New York. Yeah. They blew game 3. They won game 2.
You got
2.
One going each way there, because they shouldn't have won game 1.
I agree.
New York shouldn't have won game 3. So that kind of washes out.
But of the 4 games...
they've outplayed them.
Yeah.
For the majority of the series.
They've won 3 of the 4. In my mind, they've just lost one of them, and the other one they shouldn't have won.
Yeah, it's interesting because he was incredible last night, and I know I've had fun with Halliburton. I am genuinely excited to see Indiana make the NBA Finals, which is kind of a weird feeling. But having that market who has been so close so many times, basically my entire life, I know they faded into obscurity there for a few years, but you go back to our childhoods. And this is a team that was in the conference finals or the NBA finals seemingly every year. They just could never knock down the door. So to get an opportunity to get back for the first time in, what, a quarter century is pretty wild that Indiana's on the brink of doing that. I'm with you. I'm not writing New York off. I think they're a kind of team that can get hot and Brunson can carry you for a game or two. We'll see how the rest of the series goes from here. They could push it to 6 or maybe push it to 7.
Mm-hmm.
There is an appreciation, though, for Indiana and the way that they have built this where – I hope, we try and connect things back to Portland a lot, and I hope that there's lessons in there for our organization.
Yeah, don't fire Chad Buchanan.
Smart
Kevin
management,
Pritchard.
Right? But it's also like the willingness to take swings and the willingness to take risks. Like, you go back, and I think we forget the discourse and conversation that happened when they made the trade that has clearly worked out for them.
Wait, the Siakam trade or the Halliburton?
No, the Halliburton.
Trade?
Like, Domantas Sabonis was a back-to-back All-Star in Indiana. Back-to-back All-Stars. Now, he's originally a part of the Paul George trade. He's drafted by OKC. After 1 year, he goes to Indiana. That goes down. He's there for, I want to say, 4-ish years. He made back-to-back All-Star games. He ascended into a guy who was a 20-point, 12-rebound-a-game guy. He was only 23 or 24 years old at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you know what? doesn't really work. We got another big that we kind of like. Let's balance out the they made a huge roll of the dice and said, let's trade away a guy. All-stars don't grow on trees for the Indiana Pacers. They had one, and they traded him away. And they went and got Halliburton, and it worked out for them. And the same thing went for the Siakam trade. Once they found a collection of players that they thought was close, they made a move to go get a guy who, ironically, we talked about a lot here in Portland, who could be a good fit alongside Damian Lillard. We had that discourse for years. And for as good as Halliburton has been, and he has been outstanding in this postseason, I think what has been the most amazing thing for me is watching the impact that other guys on the... Like, Siakam has been awesome the entire series. They don't win game one without Nesmith hitting six threes in the fourth quarter, something we've never seen anybody do. You got Mathurin, who out of nowhere comes off the bench last night and scores 20, and you have a head coach who's done it, who's won a championship, and been around forever. Like, there's just an appreciation for everything that they built, the swings that they have taken, the way that they've drafted and developed their guys and put together a roster that it doesn't always have to come down to Halliburton. Him giving you a triple-double is great. They're getting it. They're getting production up and down that lineup right now, and it's fun to watch.
I would agree. Last night, though, he was like,
oh, he was incredible.
Absolute yes. Driving force of that. I think that trade, the Halliburton Sabonis one, you know, in the moment, it's like, whoa. But it wasn't like, I don't want to play revisionist history here. Still a gamble. But it wasn't like Sabonis was.
He wasn't a future MVP kind of guy.
He wasn't a top end all star. No. You know what I mean? He was one of those guys that he didn't make it. His numbers were good enough to put him in that.
We've had one all star in 15 years.
I feel like looking back, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but I feel like I remember people going more like, why would Sacramento give up on Halliburton that early?
Sure, they were both very young players at the time. Sabonis was 24, and I think Halliburton was 22, 23.
Something like that, yeah.
Somewhere in there.
The trade to me, not just Halliburton, like that's a gamble in itself. You go get a young guard. The trade is the Siakam trade for me, because that happened last year, and I went to his first game as a Pacer. It was in Portland. And Halliburton, I believe, was just coming back from an injury. He didn't really do much in that game. Siakam was fine. They ended up losing to the Blazers. But that trade, so to recap it, the Raptors got Bruce Brown, Kyra Lewis, Jordan Nwora, and then two 24 first-round picks and a conditional 2026 first-round pick.
It was essentially three first-round picks.
They traded three firsts.
That's a big haul for a team like Indiana.
Especially for Siakam, who's slightly older, and you knew you needed to sign him, and guess what they did?
It wasn't a guarantee that he would re-sign.
Well, it's one of those, like, wink and a nods. We'll trade you, and you come here if you will agree to sign. And it's like the Jeremy Grant deal.
Yeah.
That's pretty much how I've viewed it. And then they sign him to the contract. And now you've got Halliburton running the show. You've got a wingman that's won a championship and was really good in that finals.
Yes, he was.
And then you've got Stretch Five and Turner. You've got all of these wingy guard guys and Nembhard and Nesmith. And let's get a Shepherd in here and TJ McConnell off the bench. Like, it's just, to your point, it's a lot of good team building, but also not fearful of taking
chances.
Set swing.
Yeah, you got to take swings at some point, whether it's for rotating your players because you got too many guys in one position, and that's what they had with Sabonis and Turner. They had two bigs, and they're like, eh, how's this going to look long term?
And Sacramento was like, we got two guards.
We got two guards, yeah. So it kind of, you know, all right, makes sense. Let's swap a big and a guard. There you go, and they clearly have won that trade, but you got to take chances every now and then, and it wasn't a guarantee that that would work out for him, trading away an all-star. And the same thing with giving up three first-round picks for Siakam, man. That's a big haul to go get a player, and he has been outstanding for them in the playoffs.
One aspect of this game that I want to get to, and then we'll pivot. We'll get into some football today. Are the Thunder going to eliminate the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight? We'll get to that. We got Stouter Story to get to, and Bill Connolly will join us at 7:30. Dirt and Sprague, we're back with more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, 6:37 on the Fan. We got a local coach with a little egg on his face. We'll get to that coming up. I want to get some audio here. Jalen Brunson, the Knicks have been turning the ball over a lot. I thought there was a pivot point in this game that the Knicks had their chance and they did not capitalize on it. Here was Jalen Brunson in the post game.
I mean, a lot of them are stuff that we can control. As a team, we just need to tighten the screws when it comes to that. You know, just being aggressive. If there are aggressive turnovers, that'd be different. But passive turnovers are just not us.
Rick Carlisle was also asked about numbers. Halliburton historically having a night 32, 15, and 12. Just out of his mind. No turnovers. It's never happened since the league's tracked data like that since 1977-78. According to ESPN Stats and Research, here was Rick Carlisle on just keeping track of numbers in the postseason.
Really tired about talking about individual stats right, this time of year. You know, it's just not, it just flies in the face of what's necessary. You know, I had a radio show this morning and somebody asked me about Ben Mathurin's numbers. You know, I mean, this is a team game. It's not about the numbers. It's about being ready. And a lot of times defining plays in the playoffs have nothing to do with statistical things. They're loose ball plays. They're charges taken, stuff like that. You know, I mean, you know, celebrate that. You know, talk about that. I mean, those are the kinds of things that are truly important. So, look, Tyrese is a great player.
And I think people realize that. He happens to do some very impressive statistical things, but he's well aware that all of this far transcends statistics.
So, Rick Carlisle, I want you to shut up about your numbers.
Steaming dump all over those stats right there. I mean, he's not wrong. That's kind of one of the reasons why Indiana is fun to watch. Like, it does. We do this a lot in basketball and mainly with quarterbacks in the NFL. Like, if you win, you get the credit as the star player in the NBA, and you get the credit as the quarterback. And I don't want to, like, he's been, dude, he just had a triple-double without a turnover. That is insane. But what happened in game two when New York was, I don't know, fighting for their lives, but you win that crazy game one. In game two, Pascal Siakam went for 39 points.
Yes, he did.
39 points on the road, and they won to take a 2-0 series lead. Mm-hmm. In game one, it was Nesmith knocking down six threes in the fourth quarter. Like, there isn't a I've always loved Carlisle from afar, and I think he's one of the best coaches we've seen in the last 15 years in the NBA. And he's doing it again now with Indiana. And he's right. Like, this, it takes everybody at certain moments, but you always want to appreciate the greatness of the leader of the team or the star of the team, and that is Halliburton in this case. But they don't have a 3-1 series lead if he's not getting help.
Look, I agree with that. I have what I struggle with, I think, in this is I can't decide. I think I have this stat close to right, if not right. Okay, so bear with me here. I believe the number is 45-14 since 2025 began, the Indiana Pacers are.
That's pretty remarkable.
Like, that is really remarkable.
That's pretty good.
But they're the four seed.
Yeah.
In the East. And then, like, also I'm watching last night, and I thought from the 9-minute mark when they had 111 to all the way down to the 5.5, almost 4-minute mark, they scored 4 points. And the Knicks scored, but they just kept turning the ball over.
Yeah.
And never was able to capitalize. And so the Pacers go through these weird spurts in games where they don't score for 5-6 minutes. That's what happened in game three. And they had that. And the Knicks pulled within a couple. And you're like, oh my God, they're going to do it again?
They're right there.
And they could never quite get over that hump.
Yeah.
But I'm left like wondering, because Halliburton's having this great game. I know Siakam's a great good player. You say Rick Carlisle 15 years. Let's go back further. He coached in Indiana the first time. They were in the playoffs when he coached then.
Yeah.
Like, this dude's certified as a coach, but they're the four seed in the East.
Watered down East.
And so the Knicks have a chance last night to tie the series. They blow game one. Like, the Knicks have a pretty decent argument that they could be sitting there in a 3-1 situation, but they couldn't capitalize.
Yeah.
And I just, is this a great team? I don't know how to classify the Pacers. I am, as a basketball fan,
sure,
struggling with, I've seen them play. I didn't think they were overly impressive in the regular season. Fourth in the East ain't great, Bob. But since 2025, they have turned a corner record-wise, and they're on the brink of the NBA Finals. I don't know how to gauge the Indiana Pacers. Are they a great team?
Are
they riding a heater?
It's interesting because I think we kind of had this in another sport last year, too. And Ohio State won the national championship in college football. And there was this thought out there, this opinion out there, that they were kind of the last of a dying breed. And that dying breed essentially is a super team in that sport that is able to, one, recruit at a high level and retain all their guys, and then when everybody's ready to go to the NFL, you convince them all to come back for one more year.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen that a lot over the last 15 years in college football, where they can kind of spend and put all your money into 1 year of a roster, and then, you know, it's not quite the same the next year. And a lot of people had that opinion in college football when they won, of like, that's kind of the last time you're going to see that. There's not a lot of examples that will continue to look like that because of the transfer portal, and guys want to go play, and they're not going to sit around and wait their turn, and not everybody's going to say no to an NFL payday and come back for one more year.
Right.
And I think it's going to balance out the ability to win a national title. And you're going to have this a lot in that sport now, where it's not a dominant 15-16-0, like, who the hell is going to beat the Georgia Bulldogs? It's going to be a team that loses a couple times in the regular season and they go on to win the title. I hope we're at that point in the NBA, because I'm with you. I look at them and I'm like, I know they're good. The question is, how good are they? But we're also coming out of an era in the NBA. Now, it hasn't existed in a while because we're on 7 straight years of a different team winning the title. But we're accustomed to dynasties, and we're accustomed to dominance, and we're accustomed to...
We know greatness in that league, right?
Like, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, like, that's an unbeatable team, and I know it.
OKC right now is great.
OKC feels that way. You know, Miami and LeBron, like, we've had a lot of these examples over the years, and now you're just seeing a good team potentially go to the NBA Finals. I don't know how it'll go against OKC. I tend to think the Thunder will win the series, but I've been wrong on the Pacers before, so I hope I'm wrong again because I'll be rooting for them. I hope we get to the point where we have to question, like, we do this all the time in baseball. When my team won world championships in 3 and 5 years, they were never the best team in baseball. Not even close. They didn't even win the division one of the years.
Same with mine when they won
21. Right, you just kind of get hot. You're like, hey, we're here. And the Braves, are they elite? Yeah. Not really, but they're just hot at the right time.
Injury luck.
Injury
matchups,
luck. Yeah. Like, that's great for the sport to get to that point. And so I'm glad you brought that up because I've had that same thought about Indiana. They're fun to watch. They're playing elite basketball right now. They're cruising their way through the playoffs. And I don't know how good they are from a historical perspective, but they're damn good for this run.
My daughter, she's been watching more and more basketball. She's gotten older, and she basically admitted she only likes the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God, you and the rest of America. You know, the regular season
is good. It's a different level.
And she basically says it's like it's more intense. You can feel the
difference. The crowds are great. It's awesome.
Yeah. But she's like, "How is Indiana doing what they usually did all year?" And I was like, I don't know how to explain. I don't know. I don't know how to explain this.
From January on, maybe.
They've been good for a minute.
Since the start of the year.
4 in the East. That's not great.
No, it's not.
But they're on the brink. They're up 3-1 in the series. Knicks had their opportunities last night, and they blew it. We'll get to the other conference finals. Is it going to be a wrap tonight? Oklahoma City looks like they're destined to end that in 5. We'll get to that. Conley will join us at 7:30. Coming up next, though, we pivot out. Local coach. Little egg on the face. Little egg on the face. We need to talk about this. It's really uncomfortable and really weird. Talk about it next on The Fan. Well, much like the beginning of this movie, new life is born. There's a new 5-star defensive edge rusher on the market. Richard Wesley.
This is what it takes to get you to follow recruiting, huh? What are these guys?
I didn't even know about this until you.
I think we brought it up on the show when he originally committed.
Well, it's very interesting.
Because it was one of those videos where everybody's like, wait, did he just? Oh, he did.
Did we talk about the video?
I think we talked about the video.
Okay, because I had forgotten that. I saw that and I just laughed pretty hard. So this Wesley kid does his announcement commitment video. He's a 26 kid. He's a 5-star.
This was 17 days ago.
17 days ago.
17 days ago.
He is on a rooftop in what looks like Under Armour boxer brief type apparel. And that's it.
Yeah. Somebody's filming him.
There's some hot chicks next to him in a lawn chair. And he's like, hey, guys, I didn't see you there. And he stands up and he basically is like, I'm ready to make my commitment. Are you ready, coach? And they're next to a pool, and they pan over, and it's Dan Lanning. And Dan Lanning goes, right, hell yeah, brother. And he runs, and he's taking his shirt off, and they both jump into a swimming pool. They come out, and they throw up the O, and the video is done.
Look at that. What a commitment video. What a moment in the Oregon football history pantheon.
I just don't know how coaches are doing. These are grown men doing this with 17-year-olds who...
It's pretty bad.
...are not even like... I don't know why you even think they're guaranteed to go to your school at this point.
It's a verbal commitment, let alone if he doesn't transfer. There's still a long ways to go here. Signing day's not till December.
Also, the portal has led me to care less and less about high school commitments in my life, and I wasn't even following it as closely as dirt. Well, yesterday, that kid decommitted.
He did, yeah. 17 days later. 17 days later. We talked about this on the air because my thing was, look, at the moment, this is a bad look for Dan Lanning for doing this. I said this 17 days ago. But as long as he stays committed, people will forget about it. That was my only stance on it. If this kid shows up, he attends Oregon, he signs on the dotted line in December, he's a part of your 26th class, everybody will move on and be like, oh, remember that kid that jumped in the pool? Look at that. Now he's at Oregon. It actually had a happy ending to the story. 17 days later, he's no longer listed as a commitment. And this might be aggressive for some.
Oh.
This is one of the most embarrassing things that's ever happened to Oregon's football program. Like, this is up there, dude. You jumped into a pool with a recruit, and then barely 2 weeks later, he decommitted. Barely 2 weeks later. If you're a coach, you got to have a feeling for these kids and their
jumping
commitments.
Jumping in a pool is a pretty big step,
this
man.
Kid better be a lock.
Like, he better have signed the paperwork.
Yeah, like, you're coming, dude.
The facts is in, coach.
Look, I'm not jumping in this pool unless you guarantee, you write it in blood and swear on your family's lives that you were committing to me in December. And if that's not the case, then I'm not jumping in that GD pool with you. He jumped in the pool, and now the kid is decommitted.
I know that they've still had success, but they have had some some moments this offseason where it feels like they're getting guys and then they're decommitting.
This kid's still going to take a visit, by the way, in a couple of... I think he's coming to Oregon in, like, June. So he's down to, like, Oregon, Texas, Ohio State, and A&M.
Why are we... Okay, look.
I know. The whole thing is the landing incredibly part, stupid.
It's got to feel weird to be our age and do stuff like that. Sure. But I will say, as a coach, I do it.
You mean you do whatever you can to get the recruit.
I would do whatever it took.
This is Jim Harbaugh having a sleepover at a recruit's house level of, that's a little weird.
Who was it that got, didn't somebody climb a tree? Wasn't it Harbaugh?
Harbaugh climbed a tree for a kid.
And then Saban dances in the living room. Like, all these coaches
Les Miles doing the famous dance with the camera going around you in a circle.
Brian Kelly.
Or Brian Kelly, thank you, at LSU.
Yeah, at LSU, yeah, your family. what I would say, though, is I'm more fascinated at the other side of this. I know they're young. I know that they've been superstars their whole lives because they've been prodigies and... I just don't. Why did you make the video?
I don't know.
It's for the clicks, for the retweets.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's it. I think that's why the kid wants
the video.
Well,
it's a weird video to make and want to make if you're not going to be 10 toes down, as they would say.
You got to be 10 toes down, man.
Maybe he'll end up being an Oregon Duck and this video will surface again. And
there's still time. The story's not done yet. But not a great look 17 days later. Somebody asking, do you feel more like a fool during the video or after the decommitment if you're landing? It's after the decommitment. There's no doubt.
I 100% disagree with you.
You think it's the pool?
He clearly didn't want you to see the front side of his body, which is why he took his shirt off as he ran with his back to the camera.
I think he was trying to hide his whole ribcage tattoo, maybe. He was trying to keep that concealed.
I think that's the thing he's most proud of.
You think he like that? He likes flaunting that tattoo out there in public?
Yeah.
See, I think if you're jumping in the pool, as long as this kid comes and he dominates, I don't think it doesn't matter to you because you end up getting a legit player.
But
he's a five-star edge rusher.
You're getting out of that pool, and as the towel is drying your face off, you're thinking...
There's shame there. There's no
doubt.
Why
am I doing this?
There's a little bit of shame involved in that.
Yeah.
How did I get here? Why am I... like? I thought we have a blank check to get any recruit that we want, and yet here I am jumping in a pool.
I'm jumping in
these
pools.
Things are flying in the face of one another. It doesn't make any sense, man.
I wish the video would have continued and landing before the video cuts out. I was in the pool.
I was in the pool.
Drop one of those lines, and then the video goes black.
These kids too doing this stuff, asking coach to do that, and then decommitting 17 days later is hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
He had to have known he was willing to do that too. Like. Right. I'm not really committed to this. I just wanted to make the video and get a coach in the pool. And this guy was willing to do it.
It's going to be really funny if he ends up recommitting and then ends up being a stud at Oregon, which is still something that's on the table.
Oh, it's definitely possible.
But yeah, I mean, 34-0 in the Rose Bowl was pretty bad. There's been a lot of embarrassing moments.
You think this is worse than the 34-0 in the Rose Bowl?
I mean, I don't know. Look, it's tough, right? Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, as they will.
The playoff?
Dude, my head coach jumped in a pool, and the kid decommitted 17 days later.
But to your point, he might come back.
he might
be back.
I need to see the end of the story first. I need to see how this thing ends. Wait till he commits somewhere, and then we'll discuss how embarrassing it actually is.
I did like the bold take by you of this is the most embarrassing thing
Dude,
ever.
Dude, if this happened to Jed Fish, do you know how much fun I would be making of him?
It'd probably be the first
if
half hour
If this was Lincoln
show.
Riley, I would do 2 hours on it of how USC football is dead because Lincoln Riley can't even jump in a pool and get a recruit.
Imagine Ryan.
You
got to
take your own
it.
Medicine when it happens.
All the dye comes out of his hair, just turns black. Like, I knew it.
Like the kids who pee in the pool that has the dye in there. It's just a black swath around
him. Nobody's hair is that black.
No, it's not
at
possible.
At that age. It's not possible.
It's Colin Cowherd showing up on Fox for the first day, and you're like, dude, what happened to you, man? Your hair is jet black. That's not how it looked a month ago.
Are you going for blonde? Because it's an orange right now. Somebody help you out, man.
That's a different color.
All right. Well, we have a lot to get to in the second hour of the program. We're actually going to stick in football. We've got a former quarterback yelling about a potential new quarterback for his former franchise.
Ooh, quarterbacks yelling about quarterbacks. I like that.
Some bold predictions are in for the NFL season, which is 99 days away from kicking off.
God, give it to me, baby.
And Bill Conley will join us with the SP Plus Loaded Second Hour Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, and YouTube.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.